News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Almost 4 in 10 publicans are considering retirement. That's according to a new survey from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Their AGM takes place later this morning. CEO Pat Crotty joins us now. How dire is the situation for family pubs, Pat?
Well, it's very frightening at the minute, Shane, not just because of that stark figure, but for two others. One is that there's very little interest from their family members to continue the pub business. But more importantly, why are these people considering retiring is because they don't see it as a sustainable model anymore, that it isn't a business anymore.
Why is that?
Any hope of making a profit. Well, I have been saying since last summer, government interference is beyond what is normal market forces. Like, market forces can help or hinder all sorts of businesses, and it's made and killed businesses. But government interfering in the market is a whole different issue, and they're interfering at a level that is making it an unsustainable proposition. In other words, instead of damaging the model, they're actually
okay. What do you mean by government interference?
Well, the VAT went up last September. You can say that was
it went back up
to normal.
Yeah,
indeed, yes. But Shane, in 2011, Michael Noonan increased the standard rate VAT to 23% as an emergency measure. The government said VAT had to go back to 13.5% to go back to normal. Well, when is the 23% going to go back to 21%, which is not just for pubs, that's for everyone. That was an emergency measure.
Yeah, is a 2% increase in VAT really making pubs unsustainable? I imagine the issues go far deeper than that.
There was a 4.5% increase in VAT. If you had a business doing any reasonable amount of turnover, it's literally taking away the cash flow. And cash flow is the lifeblood of business. And particularly when you then get to the next issue, which is the wages issue, because the wages come out of your cash flow every Friday. And they interfered. Like, if inflation is 3%, government put 12% on the cost of minimum wage people, and they're the people who largely populate the hospitality industry. And that's not a fault or an issue. That's the nature of the business. It's a weekend loaded business. It's a part-time business for a lot of people, and there's lots of people very happy to do part-time work in it. And the 12% increase is not just for now. 1st of January next year, another 12%. 1st of January following year, another 12%. There will be no cash flow left in the business.
Is there another issue here, though, Pat, that, look, unfortunately, the reality is tastes have changed, behaviour has changed. People are much more likely to drink at home. People aren't going to the pub as often. Is that not really the core of the issue?
Well, that is certainly part of the issue. There are changing habits, and COVID certainly caused people to reevaluate lots of things. And in fact, after 2 years of having the pub closed 6 months in each of two, it certainly changed habits, and that's unfortunate. But there's an awful lot of pubs doing very good turnover, doing very good business. There are people that are food-based, that are event and music and all sorts of other things based. So there's lots of other businesses depending on them too. And it's not for lack of business. It's for lack of capacity to make a profit. And the pubs don't really determine the price. The market determines the price that a pint or a lunch will be. And there's a level above which you people just won't come in.
Okay.
So that is an issue. But government is the ones who are forcing pubs to put the price up because they can't sit on their hands.
Pat Crotty, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.